You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. The Apostleship of the Sea, the Seafarer Welfare International Network, is reaching out in new directions in order to better assist seafarers, many of whom work in difficult or challenging conditions. Not only do seafarers face challenges at sea due to extreme weather conditions and long periods of time away from their families, many of them face perils posed by piracy, exploitation and abuse, or criminals involved in trafficking. Also, the current global economic shift means that there are new shipping routes and the need has arisen to deal with the merging of companies to maximize efficiency and profit. That's why the Apostleship of the Sea recently held a regional coordinators meeting in Rome, focusing on how to move forward as a global organization in addressing issues related to seafarer welfare amid existing financial constraints. So, while one of the prime concerns for its members is the pastoral care of seafarers and their families, the Apostleship of the Sea does not neglect to address issues such as education, training, health, all of which are strongly impacted by global trends, developments, and what promise to be the main issues for maritime industry in the coming years. That's why one of the speakers invited to attend the Apostleship of the Sea conference was V-Ships President Roberto Giorgi, who explains that his company supplies ship management and related marine services to the global shipping industry. Giorgi explained to me that, as an international ship management company, V-Ships has offices around the world, about 30,000 people on board the vessels and over 1,000 on shore. He explained that V-Ships is a virtual ship owner in the sense that it takes on the responsibilities and the work of a ship owner in operating a ship. So Giorgi explains, we put a crew on board, we take care of the insurance, of the maintenance, of safety, security and so on, shouldering all the costs of the ships on behalf of the owner of the vessel. He says he was happy to be invited to the conference where he expressed his ideas on the future of shipping and illustrated the trends of shipping today.
Well, I've been very lucky to be invited to this conference, and I came here just to give my ideas about the future of shipping and also to tell what are the trends of shipping today. Shipping is a very cyclical business, but we are in a situation of changing, and I think it's very important for an organization like Apostleship of the Sea to understand what will be the future vis-à-vis the economy of shipping and where there will be more trade in the future. And this will be helping the organization to see where they need to upgrade their system and their service in particular area of the world. No doubt that shipping is moving from west to east, so there will be more importance in the ports in Asia. But we don't have to forget what we are doing today in Europe, in Africa, and North and South America.
So you're the meeting between the spiritual and the profane, in a way.
Our business is people. Our assets are the people on board the shore, so for us, the human element is the most important for a ship management company. A ship owner owns the asset, but we own the spirit of people. So we need to motivate them on a daily basis. We need to be close to them, and we need to give a career development and making sure that in the future you don't lose the skill of the people, the competences that you have today in the organization.
You mentioned that the situation is changing, and you mentioned a shift from west to east.
Yeah, definitely. If you look today, the biggest movement of commodities are definitely between South America and Australia and South Africa to Asia, mainly China and India. So these are the locomotive of the global economy. So we hope that East, the Asia, will continue their growth. And if this will continue, I think that Europe and North America will come out from the recession. Definitely North America is already in a better shape, but Europe still is struggling.